You're listening to episode 17 of Fresh Ubuntu for the week of November 13th through November 18th, 2006. Hello again, and thanks for joining me. I am your host, Harlem, and it's time once again for another installment of Fresh Ubuntu. First off today, I just want to say a great big thank you to Peter Nicolaitis. He sent my podcast a little tiny present. He actually bought the domain name, freshubuntu.com, and that's up and running right now and redirected to my Blogspot blog. And I just want to thank Peter from the bottom of my heart, and I appreciate it. I consider you a friend of the podcast and a friend of mine as well. Peter hosts his own podcast. It's called Mac New, and his podcast RSS feed is at macnew.libsyn.com/RSS. I'll post the link on my website at freshubuntu.com. Anyway, I heard this joke. I was on the forums, and I just thought I'd send it out there to everyone listening. I'm sure you may have already heard something like this, or a variation of this anyway. Three people were in a carpool. One was a mechanical engineer, one an electrical engineer, and one a Microsoft programmer. But the car suddenly broke down, and so the engineer got out and said, "Hey, it has to be the fuel injection. I'm going to fix it." The electrical engineer didn't agree, and he said, "Could be the magneto, so I can probably fix it." So the Microsoft programmer shook his head, and he said, "Hey guys, I have a simpler idea. Let's just close all the windows, get out of the car, then get back into it, and it should run." Okay, sorry, lame joke. I have an exciting episode for you today, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's move on to today's news items. A man tried to sue IBM, Red Hat, and Novell for offering free software under the GNU General Public License. He contended that they had conspired with the Free Software Foundation and others to offer their wares at an unbeatable price, read free, and effectively squeezing competing alternatives out of the enterprising software market. However, a judge ruled that people are willing to pay for quality software even when they can get free but imperfect substitutes, and they named as one of the examples OpenOffice, which is an alternative for Microsoft Office, and the GIMP, which is an open source alternative for Photoshop. And of course, the market dominance of Microsoft Office and Photoshop is one example where their people are willing to pay for their software versus getting open source software. However, the case has been thrown out, and there's no need for Novell, IBM, or Red Hat to worry any longer. Let's go to item number two. The folks at Fugazi.com had a post about alternatives to Windows programs. And taking a look around on their site, it is, of course, the usual suspects: an alternative for QuickBooks, an alternative for Windows Media Player, Winamp, and iTunes, several other alternatives for CD burning, email, and graphics. And under the graphics one, I see a new entry. Of course, everyone knows that Adobe Photoshop is the graphic tool of choice for graphic designers. And of course, the Linux alternative is the GIMP. See another new one here. It's called Photogenix. And it states that Photogenix is a commercialized graphics tool that may cost you some money. I recommend the former, though. I still wanted to mention this one. So apparently, it does cost some money. Again, it's a Linux alternative to a Windows program. I just thought I'd post this for any of the new folks, new to Linux, new to Ubuntu users. Post a link on my website. And last but certainly not least, now that the Edgy release is over and done with, we can now start gearing up for the next release of Ubuntu, which is going to be codenamed Feisty Fawn. And you can expect to see Feisty Fawn, its final release, in around mid to late April. And I see here that it's scheduled to be released April 19th. Look around for a beta release around March, the end of March, March 22nd. As far as what's going to be in Feisty Fawn, they are going to try to make sure they focus on features that are very visible to the end user, such as multimedia enablement and desktop effects. In terms of EdgyEft and Feisty Fawn, you will see that EdgyEft was more of the under-the-hood changes, whereas Feisty Fawn will focus on exterior and cosmetic changes. Looking forward to that one. They are going back to their six-month cycle, whereas Dapper Drake was released in June of 06. Feisty Fawn will be released in April of 07, of course 6 months from the release of EdgyEft. And that's it for the news. Due to recent litigious attacks on the free software revolution that is taking place today, and the apparent victory that has been assured to programmers in our nation, I thought it would be appropriate if I read the GNU General Public License verbatim for your listening pleasure. Just kidding. Today we're going to install Flash 9 the easy way. So come and join me. Get this Flash 9 installed. I installed this last night, and it works just beautifully. I was using Flash 7, and if you have any experience using Flash 7 on Ubuntu, there are a lot of sites that aren't recognizing the Flash player. There are many sites that don't recognize the Flash that you're using. So an upgrade to Flash 9 has helped alleviate a lot of the problems. I am now able to go on Dig and see the Dig Swarm and Dig Stack animations. I thought this is a good way to share it to all my listeners. I will post a link to the instructions to it, but I'll also go through it with you as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started upgrading to Flash 9 Beta. First thing you'll want to do is update your sources list to include a new repository in it that holds the Flash 9 Beta, and it's called Trevino's Flash Repository. To edit your sources list, you have to go into your terminal and issue the command to edit your sources list. And that's the only way you can do it. If you simply open up your text editor and open up your sources list through your text editor, you won't be able to save your changes that you made. So you have to do it through the terminal. So issue the command sudo, S-U-D-O, getit. I'm using GNOME, so the text editor is getit. So anyway, sudo getit, G-E-D-I-T, space, slash, etc, slash, apt, slash, sources.list. And after a second or two, it'll open up your sources list, and what you'll be able to do now is cut and paste the repository into the bottom of the sources list. And the repository is called Trevino's Flash Repository. I'm just going to read it off to you verbatim off of the site. It's DEB space HTTP colon slash slash 3 V as in Victor 1 N 0 dot Tux Family TUXFAMILY dot ORG space Dapper 3 V as in Victor 1 N 0. Then you have to import the GPG key. You will input into your command line how to get the GPG key and import it. You want to first issue this command GPG dash key server space subkeys dot PGP dot net dash RECV as in Victor 2D6CFB44 DD800CD9. I don't recommend following it as you're listening to it because there's some nuances in the typing, like which things are capitalized and which things are not capitalized. So I suggest going to the website and doing it. I'm just going to repeat it as well, and you can also listen to me while you're reading the website and installing Flash 9 all by yourself. So anyway, next you're going to issue the command to add it, and that will be gpg two dashes. That's dash dash export space dash dash, that's two dashes again, armor, armor, and then space, type in 2D6CFB44DD800CD9 space. Okay, and the next character is located, and I don't exactly know what the name of this character is called, but it's located on the backslash key, and it should be above your enter key. And what you'll do is you hold the shift key and backslash key, and then you'll get the vertical line character on your terminal window. Then put another space, sudo sudo space apt-key, and then space add space hyphen. At this point, you'll need to update your system. You'll issue the sudo apt-get update command, and then issue the sudo apt-get upgrade command. You'll do that one at a time. Could take a little while to get this part of it done, because it'll update your repositories list, and at that point we'll also grab any upgrades after you issue the sudo apt-get upgrade command. And after this is all finished, your Flash player, and if you're running 7 or whatever, 8, your Flash player and Mozilla plugins will automatically be upgraded to the latest version. So by that point, you will have Flash 9 beta. Now, one thing you have to have before you install Flash 9 beta is you have to install at least Flash 7. Okay, and if you haven't done this, do this beforehand. I apologize. I should have mentioned this before. You'll want to issue sudo apt-get install flash plugin dash non-free before you upgrade to the Flash 9 beta. And from there on out, once you've done that and have gone through the tutorial or the how-to install Flash 9 beta, you can now go to your favorite Flash website and be able to get on it without any trouble whatsoever. This will, by the way, also work well with Ubuntu 6.10 EDGEFT. So, great website that I found. Awesome stuff on it. It's a blog, and it's called everythingelse.wordpress.com. Looks like he essentially does a lot of open source stuff, a lot of Ubuntu stuff on here. If you have a chance to visit their website, please do. Tell them that I sent you. I will post a link to this tutorial at freshubuntu.com, and that is it for our main segment. Let's go on to the next segment, command line command of the week. All right, now it is time for the command line command of the week. And this week, I don't have a command line command. I actually have a little command line tip for you, and that tip is automatic command line completion. Now, let's say you don't know how to spell a particular command, or you've completely forgotten what command that you want to use, but you know relatively what it starts with, what letters it starts with. You can actually have Linux complete the command for you, or give you a list of commands that has the same starting letters that you typed in. Go ahead and give it a try. Type in a command or some letters of a command that you know of, let's try A player. Okay, A player is kind of a command that plays sound files through the command line. What I do is, if you don't know how to spell A player, you just put APL and press the tab key. Now you may have to press it twice, APL, the tab key, and it will finish the command for you, or complete the command for you, or it will give you a list of commands that start with APL. And from there you can choose the command you wanted to use and again input that into the command line prompt. So there you have it. That is not exactly a command line command, but it's a tip for budding Power command line users. Well, let's go to our emails and comments. I got the comment a little bit ago, which and I want to follow up on it right. Okay, so this one is from Matt, and he says, hi Harlem, first off, great work on the podcast so far. I hope you keep it up. I caught it a bit late, but I've listened to them all now from the beginning. The reason I leave this comment is, other than to show my support for your work, but to ask you for your help, and I'm currently on the Windows operating system, and I'm a user of the Magnifier XE tool built into the operating system, as I have limited sight, and I was wondering if there was a Linux-compatible software available, as the one built into Ubuntu didn't really work on the live CD for me. Hoping to join you in your migrating to Ubuntu very soon. Thanks, Matt. You know, Matt, when I was playing around with the assistive technology tools, I also thought it wasn't working very well at all, and I could not find any reliable screen magnification tools at all. And I looked on gnomefiles.org and wasn't able to find anything on there. However, Ubuntu comes with Nopernicus, and it does have a magnification tool on there, and I tried it on my computer recently, and you're right, it doesn't work very well. However, that is because of the default settings on the magnifier tool. If you can email me again, I would love to send you a personal email on how we can change the default settings. Please get back in touch with me again, Matt. All right. My email address is freshubuntu@gmail.com. I really try to answer all of the emails and comments as soon as possible. And so far, I've been doing just that because, of course, I only receive two or three a day, and that's okay too. And I'm definitely not complaining at this point. But I do respond to all my emails. And I try to read all of them on the show as well, too. So anyway, Matt, please get a hold of me, either through, I think email is the best way to communicate under these circumstances. I got another email from Dwight Gregg, and he says that he is dual booting with Dapper, and they both run fine. On one, he has Win for Lin. On another, he uses Wine for his Wine and Win for Lin are Windows emulation programs. He says, enjoy the podcast. Keep up the good work. Dwight Gregg. Thank you, Dwight. Thanks for taking the time to email. Dual booting is I do have a dual boot system, but I don't, I try to not use my Windows. I only use Windows for a couple of things. One of them is to finances, my financial software. I use Quicken Deluxe, and I use it to edit this podcast. I use Audacity for the podcast, and as my desktop system has a larger hard drive, Audacity plays a little nicer on the Windows system than it does on my Linux system. I use it to do the podcast, but other than that, I use everything else on my Ubuntu system. Have fun with that dual booting, Dapper, and hopefully, one of these days, we can all just go mainly, strictly, with Ubuntu. I will be waiting for that day to come. I hope it comes soon. Okay, thanks, Dwight, for writing. My next email is from Steve S., and he actually left a comment on my site. And he says, hello, Harlem. I have been listening to your podcast since the beginning. and I had to write and tell you how much I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Steve. From the beginning, that's pretty darn good. Those beginning ones were, I don't know, rather iffy, if you ask me. Of course, if you ask any podcaster, they will tell you that they typically do not like their first few episodes. And it doesn't get really any, doesn't get better until around episode 8, 9, and 10. So thank you for sticking around this long, Steve. Anyway, he goes on to say, I'm not by any means a Linux noob, as I have one Linux LAMP server and one Linux desktop on my desk, but I still find myself picking up very useful nuggets from time to time. The podcast keeps getting better, and I look forward to it every week. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, Steve. And yeah, I find that I have a broad range of listeners. Mostly I have a lot of new Linux users, typically because of Ubuntu and all the press release it's been getting. And so it's nice to have some very knowledgeable Linux veterans listening, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks again, Steve, for writing, and thanks again for subscribing and sticking to this podcast. Okay, my next email, and I got a lot of emails this week, so I'm thankful for that. But my next email is from Carlos De La Cova, and he says, "Hello, Harlem. I am very new to Ubuntu Linux. I installed it on my laptop, and I really like it. I'm slowly learning it, and your podcast is very helpful. Keep up the excellent work. You are really helping to spread the good news about an excellent and secure operating system. Ubuntu is not only a high-quality product, it is also free, and you can't beat that. Thanks for all your efforts. Look forward each week to hearing your podcast on my iTunes and learning new things from you concerning Ubuntu Linux." Thanks so very much, Carlos De La Cova from Maryland. All right, thanks, Carlos, for sending me an email. I really appreciate the time you took to send it, to all the people who take the time to send emails. I really thank you all very much. My next email is from Seth Rogers. He's left a comment. "I have Edgy up and running on my Dell Inspiron 8000. I spent all of last weekend installing Breezy. Finally got it by Sunday night. Tried to update to Dapper the next day. Totally fried it. Tried installing Edgy off the disk and failed. Installed Dapper off the alternate disk and got it, though with some issues that needed tweaking, mostly video. I decided to try to upgrade to Edgy just to see what would happen, because what did I have to lose at that point?" He says he didn't have anything to lose at that point. So he took about 4.5 hours to install, rebooted, and then he couldn't launch X. Found help online that said how to reinstall Xorg, and Edgy booted just fine. Not sure if everything is perfect, but I can say that I now have a working laptop that my boss was going to throw away because it was too old." That is awesome to hear, Seth. And that is exactly a perfect way to restore the usability of older laptops, and that is to put Linux on there. And it's a revived a couple of my systems, and making it just as usable and maybe even quicker than the top of the line XP system that I have at work, much more secure. That is what I call perseverance and determination on your part, Mr. Seth Rogers. Thanks for sticking with it, and thanks for letting me know about it. That is quite a feat that you withstood. Thanks for writing, Seth, and keep up the good work. I have another email from a gentleman named Michael Castellon, and he has a website at www.michaelcastellon.com, and he says, "Let me say what a fan of the show I am. I started listening via iTunes about 2 weeks after I installed Dapper, so I really feel like you've been the angel on my wings through the exciting and sometimes frustrating process of getting Ubuntu to dual boot and work well on my system. Here's a predicament I have. I ordered about 50 Dapper disks from the Ubuntu website a couple months ago, and to pass out at a conference, and as luck would have it, I went to the conference and forgot the discs. So I have all these discs that I would like to give out to anyone who is unable to do the download or who doesn't want to wait for the shipping delay. If anyone in your audience has a use for some or all of these discs, could you refer them to me? If easier, I could send the discs to you and you could distribute them as I see it, as I see fit. These are the factory discs complete with the sleeves. Best wishes and keep up the good work, Michael Castellon. And thank you for that, for this, Michael. I will post Michael's email address and his website for any of the users out there who need a disc. You can contact Michael at michaelcastellon@gmail.com, and that is spelled michaelcastellon@gmail.com. Visit his website at www.michaelcastellon.com. And thank you again, Michael, for offering this service to my listeners. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Whew, that's a lot of emails. And thanks again for writing. My email address, again, is at freshubuntu@gmail.com. You can leave me an email right there. And again, I try to respond to each and every one of them. Okay, that does it for this week, and thank you again all for joining me and subscribing to the show. Thank you for helping grow the community, and I appreciate your input and feedback as well. Go ahead and visit my site. It has now a different URL. It is now at freshubuntu.com, courtesy of Peter Nicolaitis from MacNew Podcast. And I have a link for his podcast as well. Freshubuntu.com. Come by the site, leave a comment, or send me an email at freshubuntu@gmail.com. Let's see. It is a new month. And as the beginning of the new month goes, if you could stop by Podcast Alley and show your support by voting, I would certainly appreciate it. Tell a friend about Fresh Ubuntu or Ubuntu in general. I hope you have an excellent week this week. I will talk to you again next week about the same time. I hope you have an excellent week. We're all gearing up for the holidays. At this point, I'm not sure if I'm going to have a program come out after Thanksgiving. Although, again, it's too early to tell. It's still a couple of weeks away. Anyway, enjoy your week. Emailing me and leaving comments. Tell a friend about it, and vote for me on Podcast Alley. I sure certainly appreciate everything that you have been doing for the show, that is listening and supporting it as well. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, and see you next week. Bye-bye.